with What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. A number of Western executives have pulled out of Saudi Arabia's premier business conference set for later this month, amid growing concerns about the disappearance of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. And that's stoking concerns about future investment from the West in Saudi Arabia.
Basically, the fact that a number of prominent U.S. bankers and businessmen have decided not to go to that conference, and especially often citing the disappearance of Jamal Khashoggi, means there's been a sell-off on the Saudi stock exchange, people believing that maybe there's not going to be as much investment as they would have hoped.
Wall Street Journal reporter Benoit Foucault has the details. But first, here are some top stories. After struggling through 7 years of losses, one-time retail giant Sears has filed for bankruptcy. Monday's filing for Chapter 11 allows the company to keep hundreds of its stores open for now. The company says it will close 142 stores by the end of the year. That's on top of several dozen planned closures at the end of next month. Former Federal Reserve Chairwoman Janet Yellen is calling President Trump's attacks on the Fed counterproductive. Yellen says politicizing the central bank would undermine it. Last week, the president said the Fed had gone crazy, referring to its plan to continue gradually raising short-term interest rates. The criticism followed the biggest sell-off in U.S. stocks in more than 7 months. Bank of America reported a 32% rise in profits in the third quarter, thanks to higher interest rates and a corporate tax cut. The bank's retail banking and wealth management units saw the biggest increases. Last week, J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, and Wells Fargo all reported double-digit profit increases in the third quarter. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren has released DNA test results indicating strong evidence of her Native American heritage. That's amid criticism from the president, who's accused her of lying about her family history. Warren is considered a possible presidential contender in 2020. She said last month that she would take a hard look at running. Still to come, Western executives are backing out of a Saudi business conference. Several top executives, including J.P. Morgan Chase CEO James Dimon, have pulled out of Saudi Arabia's premier business conference as questions swirl over the disappearance of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Joining us now from London to talk about the implications for Saudi Arabia is Wall Street Journal reporter Benoit Foucault. Benoit, catch us up on who's now decided not to attend the conference. And did anyone who's withdrawn explicitly cite Khashoggi's disappearance? Many are alleging that the Saudi government ordered him to be killed. The government has denied that allegation.
Yes, absolutely. Several executives that either have, not coming anymore or have decided not to be in talks anymore with the Saudi government over very promising ventures. I'm thinking about, for instance, Richard Branson for his galactic space travel program. It's very ambitious. I've cited the disappearance of Saudi critic Jamal Khashoggi as a reason to either stop the talks or not come to the conference.
Benoit, what is it about Khashoggi's case that is resonating with Western investors?
Well, it's because he was a Washington, D.C. resident. You know, it's hitting home by the banks over of the Potomac. I mean, a number of people who were policymakers, maybe congressmen or businessmen involved in Saudi Arabia, potentially would have either read him in the Washington Post or would have met him personally. So the fact he's disappeared, that's really magnified for all the people in the U.S. that are looking at Saudi Arabia either as a partner or as a business case. And that's what makes the case of Jamal Khashoggi different from others.
Saudi Arabia is still planning to go ahead with the conference later this month. Are any of these withdrawals from top Western executives affecting plans for the conference?
Yes. I mean, first of all, there's something to point out is a number of conversations that have been taking place, let's say, with companies like Google or even very ambitious projects like the Aramco solar project, and not to mention the Aramco $2 trillion IPO, have been either canceled, delayed or shelved. So a number of very ambitious programs of reform beyond the dependency on crude oil exports have been in difficulty even before that conference and before the disappearance of Jamal Khashoggi.
And what's been the impact on Saudi stocks so far?
Well, obviously, we've seen a pullout of investment from the stock exchange. A lot of this could have been as simple as, you know, money that was locally invested, you know, by local Saudis who think that the economy is going to suffer. And I think it's correct in some way that there's going to be difficulties ahead because of the doubts surrounding the disappearance of this journalist, because people were very motivated in participating to reform, you know, program and now having doubts about that program.
Benoit, what can you tell us about the effect this may have on longer-term investment by the West in Saudi Arabia?
I think you need to step back a little bit. Like, people who came last year, and in many cases, people who would have decided to come this year, you know, many months ago, and of course, people who were working on that reform program, you know, imagine where they were stepping in when they first sort of got interest into helping Saudi Arabia, you know, reform itself. They come to a country that has a reputation for, you know, exporting extremism, that is seen as a rentier state, depending on oil exports. And they're being told, look, we're going to make this country open-minded, we're going to make this country less dependent on crude oil and sort of develop, you know, its full opportunities. So this is going to be very good business for you. And you know what? This is going to be very good, you know, period. It's going to be morally, ethically a good thing to do. You want to be part of it, and people come, make a lot of money, you know, they are tax-free, and they think they're participating to something that is very positive, and suddenly they're starting to have doubt. So that instrument, that tool, you know, that was foreign investment and foreign advice in many ways for the country to move forward, is going to be much more difficult to obtain.
And what about oil in particular? How does what's happening impact plans for an initial public offering of Saudi Arabia's state oil company, and for that matter, the price of oil?
Well, that process was already facing a number of difficulties, you know. I mean, to list, to put a company of that scale, you know, which has functioned outside the full public eye for many decades, and put it like, force it to disclose all its numbers, you know, first you have accounting issues, you have ways to make the company to start operating maybe as a company that is going to be subject to global scrutiny. Then you have to find a location that is suitable with all these demands and also with the best possible valuation. I mean, there's so many moving parts here that it takes ages. So it, put it that way, it adds to existing complications on a process that was already really taking its time.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Benoit Foucault joining us from London. Thank you so much, Benoit.
Thank you.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.
Enjoy the What's News podcast? Then try the What's News newsletter. Sign up at wsj.com/newsletters. That's wsj.com/newsletters.